Talk Live. We are kicking off the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Julia joining us for the remainder of the program. And, of course, you're welcome to take control of the airwaves here as we continue. Gene, the Christian anarchist, is with us. And Gene, you called in. We managed to get you on right at the end of the last segment of the most recent hour. So we've got brand new listeners tuning in. If you could quickly recap what you were getting to and then do continue with your thoughts.
Well, I had used the Gulf of Tonkin incident as well as citing countless other incidents that are unnamed at this time because it would take much of your airtime to show that in the past, the people in power, and I hate to use the word government, but the people that hold the power have used incidents of deception in order to get their way, their change in policy, or whatever they wanted to get. And the point I was getting to was earlier when you were talking about this shooter guy, and I have not had a chance to really look into him at all. I did look into the airplane guy, and I found a few goofy things in that story. But what I believe currently is that when you see something released into the media, and the media no longer does any actual reporting, they just rewrite whatever the government types tell them.
Mm-hmm.
But anytime I see something released into the media, I instantly distrust 80% of it. So then you've got to try and weed through it and figure out where is the 20% truth and where is the 80% lie. Now, you actually locked on to one of the lies when you were reading the story, and it didn't take you long because you were familiar with marijuana. And you instantly locked on to the part that you had personal knowledge could not possibly be true.
Right.
You don't have personal knowledge about the rest of the stuff in that story, which also is probably not true.
Yeah. Who knows what liberties they were taking with the truth there. For Julia, she's just tuning in here, joining us, and anybody else, we're talking about what you're referencing is the guy that went to the Pentagon yesterday and started shooting at some of the guards. They found marijuana in his car, and he was well known as a marijuana decriminalization or legalization advocate. And so, of course, they're trying to draw a parallel between the use of marijuana and being a mad shooter.
Oh.
And it could be that he is just a mad shooter, like they say, but it's extremely odd that he's fully armed with two 9mm weapons and pulls them out, has the jump on these guys, and only grazes a couple of them. I mean, that's either he's totally incompetent or he was on drugs or something. And if he was on drugs, perhaps he was under the control of some handlers somewhere, some people that were manipulating him by loading him up with drugs and giving him crazy ideas. We don't know.
Well, I wonder about that. I wonder how far away he was from the guards. Also, the guards could also have been wearing, they could have been wearing body armor, so that might have prevented them from taking a serious injury. It's my understanding that he did wound a couple of them, but neither have perished as a result of it. So if he was far enough away, shooting with a handgun isn't the most accurate thing, especially if you're not shooting directly down the barrel and aiming it. If you just pulled a gun and started firing, there is a chance, fairly good chance he would miss, depending on how far away
he was. Well, the guards themselves, the guards expected him to be pulling an ID out of his pocket. He could have been right up on them.
Certainly seems
honestly.
Like it might have been.
I mean, yeah. And then you don't have to worry about body armor.
And they were speaking to each other, so you got to assume that they're not 100 yards apart, because he was responding to their verbal question about his ID.
The dialogue I saw, the diagram I saw online did appear that he was in relatively close proximity to them. So are you suggesting, though, that he was sent there with the instructions to just start shooting at the guards but not necessarily attempt to kill them? Was that what you're getting at?
No, I mean, I don't really have an answer, but one thing that you could presuppose is that he was loaded up on psychotropic drugs by somebody who wanted to cause an incident and send him in there to do something for what? To get the policy that the government wants or that the people in power want. They want to be able to come down harder on people and do more snooping and follow people wherever they go and use cameras. And obviously this is the kind of thing that they need in order to get their policy accepted by the American people.
But and don't you think that there's going to be incidents anyway? I mean, you know, it seems...
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're going to happen, right?
I came on your show a year ago, and I predicted that there was going to be a whole lot more of these kind of things. In fact, I'm surprised that there weren't more. But this is not... This one is just too clumsy. It's not very well organized. It's not somebody who's thinking clearly.
Well, he may not have been thinking clearly. If he were thinking clearly, he likely wouldn't have come to the conclusion that it was a good idea to go and shoot at some guards at the Pentagon. I think it's pretty clear he wasn't
clearly,
clear.
Thinking clearly, I'm talking about somebody who has military training and goes out and actually runs up a body count. That would be somebody who is competent at killing. And we've got a lot of military people that are competent at killing. But you don't see any of that happening. And I think...
Well, you had the shooters.
Exactly,
you had the D.C. shooters a few years ago.
They were fairly... They were more what I'm talking about. Yeah. Now, and that's the kind of thing that I was expecting to start happening. But these crazy, clumsy things, these are just... They just smell like they're set up. They smell like they're just too easy to catch. They do too little damage, and they're too convenient for the men in power to use to get their policies through.
It's an interesting suggestion, Gene. I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. What do you guys think? Is it a setup? The guy in Austin running his plane into the building, the guy yesterday shooting at some guards at the Pentagon, just some crazy loon or setup, or how do you feel?
I agree with Gene, his previous statement, that there's going to be more and more of these incidents of violence as the government begins to crack down. You're going to find the canaries in the coal mine, those people, the ones that are sort of mentally on the verge. They're sensitive to the ideas of liberty, and they have no they don't know where to go or what to do about it. And those guys are going to blow up, and they're going to do things like this.
I honestly don't even know what two stories you're talking about, which goes to show how out of touch I become on the weekend when all I do is work. So
yeah.
I need more of the story to have any sort of real opinion.
Well, yeah, what happened was a few weeks ago now in Austin, Texas, a guy took his private plane and flew it into the side of an office building where the IRS had offices, and he left a 6-page, they call it a manifesto,
yes,
talking about why he did this. And when you look at his manifesto, and I looked through most of it, I didn't read all of it, but I looked through a good amount of it. You know, there was a lot of stuff in there that I could absolutely agree with. He was somebody that took time in his life to do what he was told, you know, work within the system to change things. And he tried that, and of course it didn't change anything, and things, taxes kept going up, and they screwed him in various different ways, and so he probably felt like he was at the end of his rope. And in fact, I'm pretty sure that's exactly what he was feeling like. He felt like there was nothing else he could do besides choose violence. And then yesterday there was another guy that shot some guards at the Pentagon, and he got iced as a result of doing that. So within the past month, there have been two violent incidents of people who've been labeled as anti-government going out and doing these things. And of course, we've talked extensively on this program about why violence isn't the answer and why the guy in Austin was incorrect in his conclusion that, well, nothing else works, so I'll get violent. Well, you haven't tried everything, and not that I think that you should try everything and then get violent. I don't think violence will ever bring about any kind of peace.
Well,
violence won't.
I mean, now what? The guy's dead, so what kind of freedom is that? I mean,
exactly.
That just doesn't really seem like
that. And he had a family. The guy with the plane had a family. He set his house on fire in advance of going to to run
that's
the plane.
Sad. Clearly, that guy's nuts.
Right. He had some issues other than being anti-government or whatever.
And probably the best case scenario is that the IRS agents are going to say, well, our lives are in danger. We need more fortified buildings. And they're going to, use tax dollars in order to fortify IRS buildings so that their bureaucrats are safe from the odd flying personal aircraft.
Maybe they could build some underground bunkers or
right,
something.
I don't know. Send dominatrixes around with each one of them to make sure that nobody gets near them. They just let their bullwhip at the people who get too close. They'll demand it. At the very least that, if not some other, arduous tax, fed thing.
It'll be interesting to see what comes out of this, right? Because this guy didn't use a so-called assault weapon. He was just using 9mm handguns. They're already talking about bringing an assault weapons ban back, but what kind of proposals will come up as a result of this? Maybe random stops in D.C. because he was driving a car. He got there by driving a car. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, 1 heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features. They're all free. The webcam is one of them. In fact, it's a cam and chat room all on the same page. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to get interactive with other listeners and view and listen to the show. cam.freetalklive.com.
Check out the Lowcountry Liberty Report. It's liberty-minded news for liberty-minded folk. This Ridleyographer, based in Savannah, Georgia, is currently doing a series where he's interviewing all the Ladies of Liberty Alliance calendar girls, and you can find those lovely Lola ladies and their interviews at our very own freetalklive.com's Shrine of Female Listeners. You can find all the rest of the stories at lclreport.com and sometimes even on our new FTL website. Feel free to vote up his stories you like on the new FTL website at freetalklive.com.
All right, our number here is 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Dustin is on the line in Delaware. Dustin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, can you hear me all right?
Yes, Dustin. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, I remember a few days ago you discussed something about in Orange, California, somebody had, what was it, their lawn was replaced with wood chips and they got fined for it?
Yeah, they tore out all the grass from their lawn. The city, the code enforcers got very upset. They attempted to appease them by putting some plants in, some kind of, it's basically a xeriscaping job where essentially, they're very drought-tolerant plants, require very, very little water, and the folks were able to significantly reduce the amount of water they used every year, or I guess in a year's time, and the city was very upset about it, and they decided to charge them with, I believe, misdemeanor violations.
Okay, well, here in Delaware, in the Brandywine Community newspaper here, we got Damon Morris's backyard brush pile is certified as a natural habitat by the Delaware Nature Society and National Wildlife Foundation, but that didn't stop Newcastle County code enforcement officers from picketing her for it. So apparently the bureaucrats, they can't get their crap together, right?
So wait a minute. She has a brush pile that has been certified by who?
Both the Delaware Nature Society and the National Wildlife Federation certified it as a natural habitat.
How did that happen? How big is this brush pile?
I got a picture of it here. I can't tell exactly how big it is, but it doesn't really look that big at all. Maybe 10 feet by 10 feet, about.
So she's been. Wait a minute. Let's see if I'm understanding you here. She's been collecting her yard clippings and little little branches and things like that, and throwing it all together.
And
at some point, someone came out and certified that as a natural habitat.
That is kind of crazy, but I think the crazier thing is she got in trouble for having it on her lawn.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
I think the fact that they certified it as a natural habitat is the craziest part.
It's a little unbelievable.
It's weird that they would certify it as a natural habitat and then come out and give her some trouble over
well,
it. But
no,
it was two different organizations.
But,
No, it wasn't. It wasn't the bureaucrats that certified it. It was a private organization that certified it.
No, it was Delaware Nature. Well, I don't know. It might have been.
You said the Nature Conservancy, right?
Delaware
Nature. What was it?
Delaware Nature Society and
that sounds
National
private.
Wildlife Federation.
Both of those are private organizations.
Government or not, but
yeah, those are both. I know that the WWF is a private organization, and
that's the National Wildlife Federation, not the World Wildlife Foundation.
Yeah.
I don't know the difference, but
they don't sound like federal bureaucracies to me.
If they certified fire ants, my yard in Florida would have been a natural habitat.
So, what is she facing over this? A fine?
I think it was $100. She said they got ticketed constantly. I think it was $150 fine. I don't know. I can't remember how many times they said they got ticketed for it. But
she gets hit every single day that it exists. They do that. They do that
every day. But
no, they do that.
Here's another funny thing. To challenge it, let me see. After the administrative review upheld the fines, the couple was forced to pay a non-refundable $500 fee to appear before the county board of license and review, where ultimately a couple was told the brush pile was code compliant and could stay. So they won the case, but they still had to pay $500.
So. Crazy.
Yeah.
That's all they wanted.
Yeah, that's how they work, They give us the money.
Yeah, you can have your brush pile now. We've gotten $500.
Yeah, you can keep the big pile of trash in your backyard.
It was a problem before, but now it's not a problem anymore. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the story, dude. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Jim, listening to WVTS in Charleston. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I want to ask you guys a question. Don't you think it's pretty bad that we've gotten to the point that we're resorting to violence now because of our government?
Who's we?
As far as we, the guy police playing into the building in Texas, the guy that shot at the Pentagon. I mean, it's just, I'm not necessarily saying, you know, obviously those guys had, you know, some different problems than that. But, I mean, what was the trigger? I mean, the trigger was everything that's going on with the government. I mean, we've gotten to the point to where we don't trust our government. We've gotten to the point to where we have no confidence in our government. And, I mean, it's just they're trigger points. I mean, like I said, obviously they had some sort of another problem. But, I mean, it's trigger points is what I think, you know, what I'm talking about. And then who's to say that, you know, some perfectly sane person like you or I will get to a point, you know, and where it just all collapses and then we're all doing the same thing.
Yeah, I think that there's plenty of news stories out there where some guy who's really, you know, just if he would have been left alone, he would have just been your normal everyday guy. But he got pushed to the point that, you know, he was ready to go off. And that really is the nature of government. Government is force. And, you know, we're sort of taught that the only way to handle somebody who's bullying you is to, you know, to lash back. I mean, you know, when we saw the television shows when we were a kid, the way that you handled the bully was punching him in the nose.
Right, exactly. I mean, you know, that's not necessary. You know, and I'm not saying that's necessarily, you know, the best thing to do. I mean, you know, we live in a world where we try to compromise and where we try to keep, you know, peace. And, you know, I'll be honest with you guys. I'm not a really big, you know, I'm not really big into government. I've dabbled here and there, you know, as far as in school, you know, read the newspapers and stuff like that. But here in the past, you know, I'd say 2 to 3 years, I've got really more involved with it. And, I mean, just, you know, seeing what's going on today got me going, okay, well, let's go back in history. Let's have a little history lesson here. Let's see how the government's gone through the years. And I can honestly say that I have, from what I've read, what I've studied, everything I see, I have honestly haven't seen a time where it's been as bad as it is today with our government. I mean, our rights, I mean, I don't want to sound like some kind of crazy leftist, you know, or some kind of guy that's just like completely and totally off his rocker and, you know, but I mean, it's just to the point now to what do we do?
I mean, I have an answer for. But Julia, did you want to jump in with something?
Oh, well, I was just going to say, because you were talking about people snapping, it reminded me of something that happened here locally maybe a year ago. There was a man who lived in Troy, which is a very small town outside of a small city of Keene, and he ran his car into the side of the police station because I think they kept charging him or something for tickets that he couldn't afford, and he just snapped and
Well, we'll come back here, Jim, if you want to hang on. We can continue this conversation, because he did ask, you know, what the solution is, what to do about this. I know we're going to sound repetitive with our solution, but not everyone has heard it, so we'll talk about it. Hang on, Jim. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. And what do you think that should be done about the ever-encroaching state? Free Talk Live.
Spring is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No. The answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your AlliStore.com. Your AlliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold, IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they are free. They include our archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They are yours right there on the front page of the website. And back in the podcast, all the way to January of 2009. So you can just go back months and months and months and download as much as you would like, all for free. At freetalklive.com. We've been talking about government schools off and on tonight. And indeed, the 12-year process of government education has a dramatic effect on the mind of a child. When we enter school, many of our best personal attributes are already in place. We're curious, innovative, unique, creative, and hopeful in ways that many of us are rarely able to replicate throughout the rest of our lives. But over time, school sucks those natural gifts out of too many people and replaces them with predictability, obedience, and apathy. Oh, and it's also funded by theft. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government education. You can visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's schoolsucksproject.com. We're back with Jim in Charleston. I believe you're still with us. Jim, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here, guys.
Yep, you're listening on WVTS there in Charleston. Now, you were explaining a few moments ago that you're relatively new to the area of paying attention to, you know, kind of the, I guess, the realm of government and what they do to people, and you, within the last few years, you've really kind of picked up and alerted to that. Would that be accurate, a recap of what you said?
Exactly. I'm just a layperson, like them, suppose.
I'm a layperson, too. I just happen to have a microphone in front of me. And I have been doing this for my whole adult life. You know, when I first realized that government was not out to keep people safe was when I was in high school and I was introduced to cannabis. And that was when I first realized that, well, they've been lying to me. And I started wondering what other things they were lying about. And it turns out pretty much everything. So I can understand where you're coming from, the frustration of looking out there and seeing that things just keep getting worse. Taxes keep going up. The regulations continue to increase. The amount of things that you can be arrested for that don't actually involve anybody getting harmed continues to increase. The penalties become more draconian over time. It's just ludicrous when you look at it all. And a lot of people are frustrated by it. We talked about some surveys, some polls recently on the show. I don't recall the exact statistics, but super majorities of Americans are less than satisfied with the government. They are very upset. Democrats and Republicans, none of them like the federal government. They feel completely separated from them. And I think a lot of people are in your shoes where they have identified that there are some serious problems, but they are frustrated by not really knowing what to do about it.
I feel like most people just automatically, probably because it's taught to us from such a young age, their sort of response to that is, well, we just need a different government. We need our government. You know what I mean? Like, it's sort of like, we hate government the way it is. But if it was just me in charge, it would be a little different.
Jim, you were saying?
Well, let me give you a little example of just a few things. This is just state, just the state government, okay?
Sure.
Here in West Virginia, where I'm at in Charleston, there is a smoking ban. Now, okay, we all know the dangers of cigarettes that's been put out there, you know, and all this. You know, people choose to smoke if they want to smoke. You know, that's a choice.
Yes.
So we have this smoking ban that you can't go into a bar. There's not a single bar in this county that I'm in, it's Kanawha County, that you can't go in a single bar. You can't smoke in any bars. If you do smoke in that bar, if the owner of that bar allows you to smoke in that bar, and the health department comes in and does their random checks, then the bar owner is fine.
There used to be a guy, and I don't know if you were going to get to this, but Kerry Paco Ellison from the Black Hawk Saloon there in Charleston did stand up against them.
Exactly. And he went up against them, but they pulled his liquor license.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And it's like, okay, there goes his way to make a living.
Yeah.
Okay, that was his living. Okay? So the government's like, okay, you can't smoke. Okay, well, I don't agree with that. I think it's taken away from my rights. I can have people smoke if they don't like it. They can go outside if they don't
like it. Exactly. It's your bar.
So, okay, it's like, well, no, that's not good enough. Because since you're not going to abide by this smoking ban, we're going to take the only way that you have to make a living, we're going to take it away from you. So there, now what are you going to do? Well, you have to bow to the government if you want to make a living.
That's right.
I mean, and to me, that is just, it's a sad day when we can't make a decision. When we as a people cannot make our own decisions and the government thinks that they can make better decisions for us. I mean, who are these people
they're strangers.
That can make a better decision for you?
They're strangers. I don't know who they are. I don't know anybody in, Washington, D.C. or Concord, New Hampshire. I don't know who those people are, and I certainly didn't choose them to control my life.
And I don't want to jump on the thing of, you know, all politicians are just sneaky and everything. But, I mean, look at every day in the news, there's another politician doing something, you know, wrong, doing something crooked, doing something underhanded, something that, you know, you're not supposed to do. But they're the ones that are going to tell me that I can't go to. I don't smoke. I mean, I don't. You know, I choose not to. I don't smoke. But he's going to tell me that I can't go into a bar. Or she is going to tell me that I can't go into a bar and light up a cigarette.
You know where the problem came in? The problem came in whenever the first regulation came and people decided they were going to put up with it. When Kerry Ellison and all the rest of the bar owners in Charleston there went and got their liquor license, then they were essentially bowing down to the state and saying, well, we'll do whatever
you say. If you wanted to open a bar.
Well, right. If you don't get the liquor license, then they send men with guns in to stop you from opening your bar. And so it's just that if Americans, whenever it was that they first came up with liquor licenses, if Americans said, the hell with you, we're not going to do, what are you talking about? This is my bar, I'll serve whoever I want to, get the hell out of here. I mean, if most people were responding to the government with that kind of attitude, like, look, I don't want your services, go away, then they never would have been able to get the foothold that they have in order to continue to create more and more and more rules for people to follow. So we find ourselves in an very undesirable position of being surrounded by bureaucracy, just mired in all kinds of micromanaging rules, and then looking and saying, saying to ourselves, well, we've had enough. We're willing to do something about it. But now we're so caught in this system that, you know, like Carrie Ellison found out, you say no to an absurd rule that they're trying to foist upon you, and they pull your ability to even make a living as a result of that.
The government is turning good, law-abiding citizens into criminals.
Sure
it
is.
That's what's happening. Well, that is exactly what's happening.
It's profitable.
Yeah.
Exactly. It is. That's exactly what it is. It's profitable. I mean, you know, I was in the military. I was in Iraq. You know, I'm a veteran. I came back home, and, you know, it was right around the beginning of everything was going, you know, right around when, you know, everything was just going to pot. And, you know, I had to fight. I mean, it was unbelievable how much I had to fight to get the my benefits that was owed to me from the government. Yep. You know, I got blown up in an IED. So,
oh, gosh.
You know, I'm not saying that because, you know, that was my choice to join the military. That was my job. That's what I was supposed to do. I was doing what I promised and signed up to do. And, you know, I don't tell people that, you know, to get sympathy or anything because that's just, you know.
Right, but, yeah, you made a promise, and so did they. They promised that they were going to take care of your medical bills, and you're right. There are story after story of veterans essentially seeking the benefits they were promised and being told, well, sorry, but you don't qualify because of da-da-da-da-da.
Exactly. It's like, well, you know, you don't have enough wrong with you, you know, to get this, you know, or you got, you know, you didn't, you know, it's like, okay, you know, you're telling me that I don't have enough wrong with me, so I don't qualify for this.
Or they'll discharge you from the military with a certain kind of discharge that essentially just disqualifies you from getting any kind of treatment. I mean, there have been so many stories out there, and of course, there's also people that thought they were going to get the military to pay for their college, and there's all kinds of strings attached to that. And basically, right. I wish we could go on, but essentially, you know, the government can change the rules at any time. It's the same thing with Social Security. Well, we'll just raise the amount we take from you, and we'll raise the age of retirement. And so, if you don't like it, well, too bad. We've already got your money. If you don't like it, too bad. You already lost your arm or whatever. I mean, it's just crazy. So the solution. We still have to get to the solution part here, Jim. Thank you for the call. I appreciate the discussion. Glad you're out there. And sorry to hear that the state screwed you over. That's what they do, though.
That's what they do.
800-259-9231. And I know that's not what you thought you were fighting for, but it was. You can bring up anything here at 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. We'll come up with solutions here in a moment that you may not like them, though. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever lost power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get off the grid and generate your own supply of electrical power. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it the most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com to request a free information package today. That's mysolarbackup.com, mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Perhaps enough time for your call if you make it now at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Enjoying the program? Well, you want to help support Free Talk Live? You can do that. Learn how to promote the show over at promote.freetalklive.com. Help us get on more stations, get into more people's ears around the world via the internet. Promote.freetalklive.com. We're going to get back to the phone calls here, but real quick, some solutions for the ever-encroaching, ever-oppressive state that just continues to grow and suck more of your wealth away from you and put it into who knows what programs and silly nonsense. My favorite solution is, of course, the Free State Project. If you love liberty, and that means that you understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, that freedom means that you're free to live your life how you want so long as you don't harm somebody else. If you love liberty and you're really willing to do something, go to freestateproject.org and become a Free State Project participant, and then make the move to New Hampshire and join up with hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented individuals. The three of us are Free State Project participants. We made the move here from Florida a few years ago. It's been a great experience. So far, getting together with like-minded people is going to be the key to whatever it is that happens next. Whether that's, you know, doing politics, which is being done here, and it's being done effectively because we have the people to do it, the dedicated activists on the ground, or doing things like civil disobedience and non-cooperation. Because what we've seen here, and what Jim was pointing out before, is that you've got the cornered animal situation, where man is an animal, and when cornered animals feel like they're trapped, they tend to lash out. They tend to bite. You know, they're going to get violent against whoever it is that's trapping them. And that's what we're seeing happen with the plane crash and the thing at the Pentagon yesterday. And as we talked about, that's not the right thing to do. It's not going to bring about peace. It's not going to bring about an end to government. In fact, it's going to feed the government. It's going to give the government more reason to grow and to, you know, metastasize and mutate and take over more things and become even more controlling. So instead of being a cornered animal that bites out of its master, maybe you should just take a poop on the floor or something like that. You know, so kind of that's my analogy for civil disobedience. You know, something that's not going to actually hurt people, but it's going to cause a problem. It's going to throw a wrench into the works. I think that having a movement of non-cooperation where Americans basically say, yeah, we don't want your services anymore. I'm not going to take any benefits from you, but I'm also not going to go along with your programs. I'm not going to obey. And you don't have to do it on everything. I think a good first step for somebody is to say no to the census. That would be a good first step, I think, for people. Now, it doesn't mean that there wouldn't be consequences. They're threatening people. They're saying they might be putting people in jail. But it's never happened, that I know of, at least. We've got a guy that listens to the show blogabile.com. He was approached with one of the American Community Surveys. He refused to give them any answers whatsoever. They threatened him, they threatened him, they threatened him, and then they left him alone. So that would be, I think, a good little a first step, if you will, a good first foray into the world of non-cooperation. Because if you don't go along with their demands, then what are they going to do? All they have is the threat of a cage. And if you are with other people that aren't going along with their demands, like here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, then they really start running out of options, because if they've got a growing group of people that's just not going along with their demands anymore, they lose all their power, because their power, for the most part, rests on your obedience, on your willingness to do whatever it is that they tell you to. Let's go to your phone calls here. Eugene, listening in Vermont to WNMR. Eugene, you're on Free Talk Live.
That's right, Burlington, Vermont.
Welcome.
You know, I have a whole different take on this. I really think that one of the reasons we're seeing all these people act out is because you've got people like Glenn Beck, Michael Savage, Rush Limbaugh. I was just listening to Michael Savage, and he's comparing he compared Barack Obama to a Hitler-like dictator. And then what do you have? You have people calling in and saying, "Oh, Michael, you're so right. He's a dictator." And it's like, wake up, look around. I would like to hear somebody on your panel there tell me what right has been impinged on them since Barack Obama has taken office.
How about the right to keep my money?
Oh, no, Mark, that was impinged. Wait, no, that's been impinged. Barack Obama is as much of a dictator as George W. Bush was.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I never called George Bush a dictator, and I'm not going to start calling Barack Obama a dictator, because you know why? Neither of these men are dictators.
They're not dictators. They're the head of an organization that uses violence to get what it wants.
Oh, come on.
Hold on just a second. You don't think that's true?
And how would you characterize that? Meaning the military action in Iraq?
No. I'm talking about try not paying your taxes and see if you don't have violence enacted upon you.
Oh, that's been going on since the IRS was initiated.
That doesn't make it okay, dude.
Yeah, but for you to say that this is some new thing that's coming up is
nobody said it was
who
new.
Who said that was new? Didn't we just say that George Bush was the same as Barack Obama? Isn't that good enough for you?
They're all thugs, dude.
But in the last 10 years, how many times have you seen people flying airplanes into buildings and shooting up the Pentagon? That hasn't gone on. Why?
Well, how many times did you see it? How many times did you see it in the 10 years prior to that? I mean, it doesn't happen that often.
The reason this is happening is because you've got people like this who go on the radio every day and incite people to do these things. And that's happening.
I don't know if that's the case. The guy in Austin was considered a leftist.
Yeah, and he was incited by who? Glenn Beck, saying that
what makes you think he's listening to Glenn Beck? You have any evidence of that?
No. Do you have any evidence to the contrary?
He was considered a leftist. There's my evidence.
Oh, and I'm a leftist. I listen to Glenn Beck every day.
Apparently, you don't like what he says.
Right, but do you take him seriously?
I think he's a fear-monger and a smear merchant.
Yeah, that's because he's a right guy. He's a righty. Leftists aren't generally going to listen to righties. Do you understand?
Like, as in take them seriously as far as doing what they're suggesting?
No, you're absolutely wrong. You're living in Dreamville. I listen to I'm probably the biggest leftist out of everybody I work with.
I understand you, Mark.
Can I try again?
I guess listen.
They are not going to react in a positive fashion. That's what I mean by listen. They're not going to say that Glenn Beck is correct because Glenn Beck is a righty. Why would a leftist think that a righty is correct?
Have you ever listened to Glenn Beck?
Of course I have.
Do you think he's correct?
Sometimes. I think that some issues he is, some issues he's not.
Give me one issue that you think he's correct on.
What does that have to do with anything with the guy flying into the plane?
You're trying to say that because I'm a leftist, I can't listen to Glenn Beck.
You can listen to him.
I don't think that was ever said.
You can listen to anything you want to listen to.
Julia, you've listened to Glenn Beck.
I've only listened to Glenn Beck a few times, and honestly, I thought that, like, political views aside, he was kind of entertaining in the way that he speaks, you know what I mean? And he, like, makes fun of people, and, like, he's a jerk, and that's just kind of funny.
Oh, you cute little leftist.
Yeah. But
But would you do whatever he said? I mean,
no.
Glenn Beck?
No, I wouldn't.
So, yeah.
What would you do about it? What do you want to do about Glenn Beck and
would you,
Savage?
And would you hear Glenn Beck saying, "We got to take the country back. We've got to defeat the president. We got to do this. We got to do that. We got to organize. We got to do all these things." You don't think that's inciting people to react?
I don't think it's inciting violence necessarily. No, I don't. I mean, people have been saying the same stuff. Whether it's Republicans or Democrats that are in office, the opposition side always says, "We got to get together. We got to stop this. We got to get those guys out of there." I mean, it's always the same thing over and over again. Tell you what, Eugene, call us back tomorrow night. We're on 3 hours a night there in Vermont, and we'd love to hear from you when we have more time to talk with you because we're almost out of it. But let's get to Leon quickly, listening in State College, Pennsylvania, to WRSC AM. Leon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I want to talk about government thuggery. Three different things in answer to what the previous caller gave.
Certainly.
I got two things to say there. Ruby Ridge and Waco. But my own personal case, my brother is a remodeler. He went into a certain small city, and he was just changing a door for a woman, an internal door in a house. Knock on a door. Woman brought a man back. He says, "I work for the city," with the inspector, whatever he was. He said, "You have a permit to be doing this work."
Oh,
he said,
gosh.
"No." He said, "You got two options. You can write a check out to the city for $1,500, or you can give me $250 cash. Take your pick." Well, my brother gave him the cash, and he said, "Don't ever let me catch you in this city without a license."
Wow.
Crazy. What's the third point?
That was the third point.
That was the other thing I want to talk about. Got nothing to do with that, but the current budget of Pennsylvania, 39% of our current budget is for welfare. Now, what company could stay in business if 39% of their gross receipts went out to employees who never showed up for work? It's unsustainable. And what my big beef with socialism is, it's stealing. It is taken from one person and given to another. It is stealing, and the government does it with a gun. Because if you don't, they will come and take your stuff.
I'd like to point out that what the Fabian socialists in the early 1900s in Great Britain considered to be socialism was government. Because all government is socialism. It doesn't matter whether it's a militaristic socialism, whether it's a post office socialism, whether it's, you know, whatever.
Or if it's fascism, it's still violence against people.
Fascism's still socialism.
We are out of time. Hey, thanks for the call, Leon. Appreciate hearing from you. Julia, thanks for coming in tonight. And Mark, as always, thank you.
Kiss, kiss.
All right, there's more coming up here tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.